Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe WEI. We have a bit of a sports madness.
No.
We don't typically have sports madness.
For the first time since Manti Te'o.
It might be the first one. It's typically not that, but this one happened just recently. It involves the AL East. The AL Beast.
Okay.
Not Red Sox, not Yankees, though.
Okay.
We might have a new rivalry brewing between the two bird teams in the division. I don't know if you've heard about this story. Blue Jays, Orioles
definitely
just played
not
each other.
Definitely not.
A lot of controversy. They're talking about it up in Canada.
Oh.
So our neighbors to the north are very upset about something that happened.
Okay. They only have captain's practices and things to talk about, right? There's not.
Right.
CFL, I think, has wrapped up. NHL hasn't gotten, so they don't have much to talk about, so they're steamed about this.
This could be the Leafs' year, but it's probably not going to be the Leafs' year.
Well, probably not.
So they're upset with something else, and it's got everybody buzzing up there. And you'll have to tell me at the end of this if it's something that they should be this fired up about.
Okay.
All right, let's find out.
There's a lot of trash talk in any sport, but comments from a U.S. broadcaster about the baseball IQ of Blue Jays fans are ruffling a lot of feathers.
Good.
I like that.
I
very
do
smart.
Like that. Yeah.
Both of these teams have birds and feathers, but so and they're already splitting us, which I don't like. We're not all baseball fans. There's American fans and there's Canadian fans. Can we all just enjoy the great sport?
It's a divisive climate out there, Keith. We're too divisive these days.
We'll have to ask Bradford about this on Thursday because baseball isn't boring.
Well, I'm sure he's addressed this on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You would think he should answer to this.
An American broadcaster questioning the IQ of us Blue Jays fans? Not today.
There's a lot of trash talk in any sport, but comments from a U.S. broadcaster about the baseball IQ of Blue Jays fans are ruffling a lot of feathers. CTV's John Venevelli Rao digs into what was said and the response.
Okay.
After sweeping the Baltimore Orioles, the Blue Jays continue to be one of the best teams in baseball, almost certainly destined for the playoffs.
It's not very bold right there. That's
certainly desperate. They've had a 99 point. Are they clinched yet?
I don't want to be that ugly American taking the American side, but I do feel like the IQ there seems a touch lacking. But okay,
I think they need to lose out. They have, according to this site, they have a greater than 99.9% chance of making
almost assuredly, almost certainly.
Yes.
I would just say they're going to be in the playoffs, but whatever. Okay,
fine.
Okay. I don't want to question their IQ.
Semantics.
Yeah.
Very excited. I'd love their chances.
Hey, guys. It's Brian Roberts here.
But on Friday, this former Orioles second baseman and now broadcast color commentator.
Oh!
Little Brian Roberts. Random, he'll steal you back.
Random ball player of the day, or was he too good?
He might have been too good. Brian Roberts had a nice career.
Bunch of all-star games, I think, in there, right?
Mitchell Report.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was on the Mitchell Report, which was like
I don't want to show my lack of IQ, but okay.
Because everybody thought it was just going to be like McGuire, Sosa, Canseco, but it was like Brendan Donnelly, Brian Roberts. Yeah, but Brian Roberts steal your bag, Jones. In the year 2007, he stole 50 bags.
Oh, yeah.
Two-time All-Star, led the league in doubles twice.
Those must have been the Mitchell Report years.
04 and 09.
Okay.
Yeah, when was Mitchell Report? 04? No. 07, maybe.
That sounds more right.
I think it might have been 07. But anyway, so now Brian Roberts in a little bit of hot water. That's who they're talking about here. Yep.
And now broadcast color commentator took a swing at Canadian fans after the crowd in Toronto booed a pickoff attempt by the Orioles pitcher who was trying to keep the Blue Jays base runner from stealing second.
Okay. That's good IQ. That's what he was trying to do.
So the reason why the pitcher threw the ball over to first base is he didn't want the guy that was running on first base to get to second base.
So then they booed.
Crowd booed it. Yeah. And Brian Roberts was like, we'll tell you what Brian Roberts
what'd he say? Yeah.
Brian Roberts saying this on air.
Sometimes we had some major questions about the baseball IQ of some Canadians here and there.
He didn't think the fans should boo.
This is what they're steamed about.
Yep.
That's what let me hear it one more time. Maybe on a second listen, it's more inflammatory.
Yeah. He really stung him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Roberts. Anyway.
Sometimes we had some major questions about the baseball IQ of some Canadians here and there.
Sometimes
we had some major questions.
He kind of stumbled. Had some major questions about Canadian the fans and their IQ here and there.
Here and there.
Sometimes here and there. We had some questions about the Canadians and their IQ. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a good burn.
So, like, let's get the national news on it.
Now, I thought Canadians were supposed to be mild-mannered, but apparently you question their baseball acumen, their IQ, and they're not gonna take that sitting down.
No.
We're not just a hockey country.
Nope, baseball.
We are a baseball country.
Well, the Blue Jays are good again, so they're feeling pretty good about themselves. The Orioles are down.
Yeah,
they didn't like what Brian Roberts had to say about it.
Okay,
he didn't think the fans should boo since new rules limit pickoff attempts. But on social media, Canadians reacted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, look out. Okay. Here comes some mean tweets from Canadians.
I bet it's a lot of blue skies. What do you got? Okay,
fire it up.
Yeah.
Noting pickoff attempts being booed happens at every ballpark.
Got him. Well, let me tell you, it's a real war of words.
Back in your place, Brian Roberts.
Yeah, Brian Roberts.
Come out here to Canada.
You want to sometimes, maybe give or take, question baseball acumen?
You're in trouble now.
Happens at every ballpark there, Buster.
That's what made it really bizarre for Brian to say that, like, because that's something that all home fans do.
What also made it bizarre is that the Orioles have a losing record and much smaller crowds at home.
Burn! Nobody goes to your games. Nobody even likes your team. You're like, what? Like, okay, our team stinks.
Trump might send in the National Guard to Baltimore. So Take that.
Your team was good.
Wow.
Blue Jays are good. Good for the Blue Jays.
Woo.
High IQ. Look at that. They're responding to it. Blue Jays. Terp just pulled up a tweet from theirs from the weekend. We got to be real careful when we say this, but high IQ fans are the key to being above 500 at home.
Okay.
Canadian flag emoji.
Got him.
Shush emoji. And then I can't read the hashtag.
So I was just looking this up. Now, is this...
Lights Up, Let's Go. That's what it said.
Thank you.
I think Tim and Sid, is that a show up in Canada?
Tim and Sid?
Oh, it might now be called Tim and Friends. I'm not sure what happened to Sid.
Oh, no.
Terrence and Phillip.
Sports Talk in the Sky, maybe. But they're up in arms about this.
They're pretty pissed.
Oh, boy.
They got a guy that they're mad at, and that guy is Brian Roberts.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
That's all I really know about Canadians, but let's continue.
Okay, yeah, let's
still, go. Roberts went on to say this about Canadians.
I think, you know, at times it felt like maybe they enjoyed or they knew a little bit more about hockey than baseball.
Okay. Well, I get why they'd be angry about that.
How dare you? I mean, would any of them argue otherwise?
Well, yeah. Apparently, some of them.
Don't they? They enjoy hockey very much. They kind of gatekeep hockey in a way.
Yeah.
They would be like, "You don't know anything about it." We had our guy Tony Marinaro calling in. Remember his old bit?
Oh wait, how did I blank on that?
These guys are pretty hilarious.
That's the Canadian Joe. I should have referenced.
Well, that's Montreal.
Our good pal.
They're not worried about baseball right now.
Well, our good pal.
Go ahead.
What did he call himself when he called in?
Curly in Boston.
Curly in Boston. Yeah, there it was. Curly in Boston. Yeah. Maybe we should get his thoughts on that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Baltimore really owned you there, Curly.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada! Blame Canada!
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if Brian Roberts has been removed from the broadcast yet, but
yeah,
it's pretty harsh.
Yeah,
I think, you know, at times it felt like maybe they enjoyed or they knew a little bit more about hockey than baseball.
The Blue Jays having fun with the comments, crediting high IQ fans for having a winning record at home. And Blue Jay Ernie Clement, who's American, told the Toronto Star, "The more I play here and the more I get to know the people of Toronto, the more I gain a respect for what they know about baseball."
Hang on. Now that... Is that a compliment?
No. No, it's not.
That was...
So he also thought they were dumb.
I thought you guys were idiots. Then I got here and you guys pay me, and now I'm telling you that you're not as big of idiots as I thought.
I got up here. I met you. You guys are just like me. I always thought you were very different.
Ernie Clement?
Yeah, it sounds like a made-up player.
It's from Rochester.
Rochester, New Hampshire?
New York, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
We know a lot about hockey, but we know just as much about baseball. We're a very intelligent group here in Canada.
Okay. Is this guy a plant? Is that guy for real? That guy's serious?
All right.
Okay.
We're a very intelligent group here in Canada.
And during a broadcast on Sunday, Roberts changed course and said he was sore.
He was very sorry.
Sorry.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
There he was.
And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
See, that guy's back?
Oh, is he?
Oh, he's doing games on the CW?
Brenneman does.
Thumbs back?
Thumbs back.
Two thumbs up.
Well,
nice.
Doing college football on the CW.
Good.
He's like, coming up next, Riverdale. Yeah, but he's
out. They had a good game over the weekend, though.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure. What was that?
USF in Miami.
I guess they believed his Castellanos apology. They were like, all right.
Good job for Thumb.
He's like, my Fox bosses are going to see this. Remember like his apology? Like the Castellanos thing is what stands out as the memorable part of it because he calls a home run within the apology, which is amazing.
Well, he's a pro. I mean, the man's
but
a pro.
But he's just like, he's not sorry at all. He's just like, my bosses are going to see this. I may never call a game. It's like, okay.
I'm never putting on this headset again.
Like, yeah, you probably should have thought of that ahead of time.
All right, so wait, Brian Roberts said he's sorry?
Let's see.
Okay.
I hope that they will accept my sincere apology for what I said on the air the other day.
As for Blue Jays.
Honestly.
How's that?
Cancel culture. It's cancel culture at its worst.
It's coming for everybody.
How are you going to Roberts?
Buy?
Oh, my gosh. They're coming for Brian Roberts now.
Not fair.
I hope that they will accept my sincere apology for what I said on the air the other day.
As for Blue Jays fans, they're now focused on the last 2 weeks of the regular season and hoping to show America in the playoffs just how baseball mad Canadians can be. John Venevalli Rao, CTV News, Toronto.
Man, I honestly never even considered the Blue Jays as far as like a team to root for or against. It was like whatever, there's like going to be a playoff team. But when you hear something like this, it's going to be very easy
so
to root against them.
Every series they play, we're just rooting for the American team.
I think so.
I think we kind of have to.
And then chant USA in their face.
And if the Red Sox play them, do we have to dress like it's four nations again? Curly and Boston involved? We might have to.
Yeah, we have to turn this into a country thing. If they play the Blue Jays, consider it the World Cup.
Well, they turned it into a country thing. Well, I mean, I guess
good point.
I guess Brian Roberts kind of did, but
Brian Roberts is in the wrong.
Sneaky Canadians turned it into it, yeah.
He was the one ruffling the feathers.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
They're hot and bothered. No. They're a prideful country.
And they know their baseball.
Yes, they do.
As well as they know their hockey. We all say it.
Don't know about that, but that's fine.
Brian Roberts had to apologize.
He did, and he hopes that they accept it. I'm guessing that
he sounded sincere. Like he really did that on his own.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't forced to do that.
Nope.
It sounded very sincere. Okay, well, there's a new rival in October.
Very exciting.
Should the Red Sox? I know Alex Cora doesn't want to talk about it. I know Cora's afraid to talk about it. But should they get to October, that's a new rival that they could face.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.